Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for joining us today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. And we got some good stuff lined up for you straight ahead. Renee Schaff is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. She's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's Vice President of Retirement and Investor Services at the Principal Financial Group. Renee, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back. And we have a new friend you brought along with you, Sandra Brown, who's Vice President for Human Resources of the Glatfelter Insurance Group. Sandra, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to have you here. Folks, as you know, Renee, you've been joining us now for a couple of years, talking to us about some of the top 10 companies that you guys identify every year who you think who represent really the best practices in providing employee benefits for their companies, don't you?
Exactly.
And we got a new list of folks that you've compiled, and we're already looking for some new for the new year's examples. And what you've done over the years has been to bring these people to the show to get them to talk to us about how they've held their health care coverage down, how they've had a high retention rate, low turnover, and all that sort of thing. And we've had some pretty good interviews, haven't we?
Yes, we have. It's been very good.
And so we have Sandra Brown here today. And before we get to Sandra, before we bring you in, Renee, I want you to tell the audience a little bit more about your 10 best winners of the best practices.
Of course. Jim, the program, as you had mentioned, is a nationwide program that searches for and recognizes the top 10 small to medium-sized companies that provide benefits that really help to bring financial security to their employees. And this year's winners ranged in size from companies with 5 employees to nearly 900 employees. So truly focused.
That's a big range.
That's a big range, but truly focused on the small to medium-sized employer. And the industries range a very wide variety, from mining to maritime towing, financial services to manufacturing.
Did the 5-employee company, are they one of the winners?
They are. Yes.
Well, I hope we get to meet them this year.
Absolutely.
We'll have to work that out for sure. Of course, we're glad to have Sandra here. Their company is somewhere in the middle, aren't they?
Yes, they are. They're about 450 employees.
Yeah.
And
go ahead.
We'll have Sandra tell us a little bit more about that company.
All right. Now, this is an award. Now, the interesting thing to me about this, folks, to give you an idea about the kind of folks the Principal Group is, they're an insurance company, but some of the people they recognize are also insurance companies. And so Renee, I congratulate you on that.
Well, thank you. Yes, when we recognize the top 10, it doesn't matter if they are clients of the principal or customers of the principal or even competitors of the principal.
Mm-hmm.
We're really all about recognizing excellence in employee benefits and sharing those best practices with others that are trying to achieve the same type of excellence.
Now, the Glatfelter Insurance Group is a company that Sandra Brown represents. She's Vice President of Human Resources there. And, Sandra, your company is a little bit unique as an insurance company, isn't it?
We are. We're not really a company. We are both a regional insurance agency as well as a national broker specializing in insurance programs to meet unique needs of specific industries. One of our largest industries that we serve is the emergency service organizations throughout the country.
Mm-hmm. Fire professionals, the EMTs, I guess, people like that?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And now you said you're not a company, but you have your own proprietary insurance products, right?
We do, yes, particularly on the ESO side, on the emergency service side. We developed, in fact, we were the first group to develop a program for emergency service organizations.
Why did they need their own program?
Well,
we know about their special requirements, but nobody else was doing this?
That's exactly right, and it was the local fire chief in York, Pennsylvania, who approached Mr. Gladfelter and said, you know, I can't, it was the volunteers that they had no insurance coverage for, mm-hmm. and they needed the volunteers. And he said, I need something to draw and reward our volunteers for doing this very dangerous work. And Mr. Gladfelter developed a program and went to an insurance company for the underwriting of the mm-hmm. program. So
he developed the product, the idea for the product, and then he brought in a partner company, insurance company, to basically be the underwriter.
Exactly.
Is that right?
That's correct.
Take a quick break, folks. Renee and Sandra, stand by. We're going to take a quick one. And, folks, you're going to learn about not only the best practices, but there are an awful lot of folks out there across the country who are volunteer emergency personnel and that we all rely on. Almost every one of us rely on these people to some degree. And so we're going to talk about some very important products that are available to them. And we'll do that right after these messages. 20 Till, stay with us. With a little bit of Chicago for you. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, 17 Till. Thank you very much for joining us. Renee Schaff is with us again. She's a member of our Brain Trust and an officer with the Principal Financial Group, vice president there. And she's brought along with her Sandra Brown, who's vice president with the Gladfelter Insurance Group out of York, Pennsylvania. And they're one of the winners. And congratulations, Sandra. I know a little bit about this top 10 list that the principal group puts out, and it's a very significant recognition that you guys have received, and I congratulate you, and I hope you'll pass that along to the folks in your company.
I will do that, and thank you so much. It was truly an honor.
Well, one of the things that I know, Renee, that you've taught us, not just by telling us, but by bringing the folks on the show, is that this isn't something that you wake up in January and say, I'm going to do some things that will make me become part of the principal group's top 10 next year. Some of these people have been practicing some of these best practices to get to the benefits that they're now receiving, some of them for 20 or more years, haven't they, Renee?
That's exactly right. And what we find by looking at the winners year in and year out is that it starts with a really strong commitment at the very top of the company. Executives who understand that by providing a benefit package that encourages financial security, they're able to attract and retain talent that the competition can't. And when mm-hmm. they have excellent employees, those employees take excellent care of their customers, and that in turn delivers a stronger bottom line. And it's a philosophy that we find with each of the winners, and we're very proud of these companies for having that philosophy.
Well, and Sandra, even though your company is not a tiny company with 450 employees, mm-hmm. you work in an industry where your competitors are huge.
Exactly.
And so you do have to be competitive, and you have to do some special things to make your people want to stay with you. And give us an example of some of the things that you do for your employees to help them, to cause them to want to stay with you.
Well, I think the primary benefit that makes us so unique is our employee stock ownership plan. And this is a plan where our associates own a part of the company. They each receive shares of stock each year. And
now, what do you consider an associate? What do they do?
They're all of our employees. We don't call them employees. We call them associates because
okay.
we all own a part of the company.
Ah,
we're
okay.
a privately held company, but so no one can purchase our stock. You must be an associate. And
right.
then you don't invest your own money. The company purchases the stock for you.
And how long do you have to work before you can become an owner?
You become a participant after 1 year of service, and you become fully vested after 5 years of service.
Okay, all right.
And it was interesting because the whole ESOP concept began 20 years ago. This is our 20th anniversary as an ESOP company in 2006. And the reason we got started is because in the 80s, our business really took off, and Mr. Gladfelter was approached by a number of large insurance companies to purchase us. And he had worked so hard to build a culture here that is so unique that he knew if he sold to an outside firm, we would lose that culture.
The culture would fly right out the window.
Exactly. So he thought, what better way to reward the people who helped me grow this company than to become an ESOP company and sell the company back to the associates rather to an outside firm?
What has to go through the mind, Sandra, of an owner like Mr. Gladfelter? What has to what kind of a mindset must he get into to think about diluting his own ownership of this baby that he birthed?
Yes,
that's got to be a trip that he has to take.
It is, and you know, that's what makes him so unique, because he didn't give it a second thought. He knew that's what he wanted to do. He's one of the most humble individuals I have ever met.
What we got to realize is that we need to understand the differences here, Renee, because when people are at the door saying, here's a check for your company, go on off to Florida.
Yes.
The ESOP that you're talking about, that Sandra's talking about, there's nobody standing around in that deal to hand him a check, right?
That's right. It's really an ownership transfer from a one person to a group of associates, as Sandra's described.
But
I think the thing that makes Gladfelter so special is the feeling that person was able to convey that group of people is unique. Those employees are unique, and what they're offering to the marketplace is unique, and it cannot be delivered by a big company, and it cannot be delivered in the same personal touch as what Gladfelter could. And
right.
So they instilled that throughout, and they reinforced it year in, year out with benefits that really encourage employee retention and loyalty, and it's worked so well for Gladfelter.
And Sandra, I'm assuming that the decision that he made was, you know, I can either take the check and run, mm-hmm. or we can make just as much money if we can just do the kind of things that would motivate our employees to seek excellence.
Absolutely.
Is that a fair assessment of what happened?
Yes, I believe that is a fair assessment.
And so I'm sure, you know, Mr. Gladfelter has been very financially successful because you've got 450 highly motivated partners in the business, hasn't he?
Exactly, yep.
Yeah. What are some other examples of what you guys have done?
Give
me a quick one, and then we'll have to take a break and talk about it when we come back.
Okay. Our wellness program is very extensive, and many details I can offer you there. But that's,
right.
That's
and let's do that right after these messages. Folks, notice you didn't say our health care plan. They're not focusing on health insurance. They're focusing on wellness. Very important point. Tintail will be right back with Renee Schaff and Sandra Brown. Stay with us. Chicago for you. We just can't get enough of these guys. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our longtime friend, Renee Schaff, and our new friend, Sandra Brown. Renee's with the Principal Financial Group. Sandra Brown is with Gladfelter Insurance Group out of York, Pennsylvania. Renee, tell us a little bit about Principal. Tell us about this program that you guys have been conducting now for several years.
Sure. The Principal sponsors a program called the Principal 10 Best Companies for Employee Financial Security. And every year we conduct a nationwide search, and 10 winners are selected by an independent panel of judges. And the winners are selected based on their commitment to their employees to provide health, retirement, and risk coverages that provide for long-term financial security. And the emphasis of the program is really on the small to medium-sized business.
Mm-hmm.
And then what we do after we've identified the winners is we work closely with them and we identify what are the best practices that they use with their employees, with their benefit programs. And then we create a best practice guide that outlines all of their tactics that they use, provides interactive checklists, And really profiles each of the winners so that others can learn from their successes.
And that new book is available, is ready now, isn't it?
It's available. The Best Practice Guide, which we call Innovations at Work, is available free of charge at principal.com. It can be downloaded, or you can request that a copy is mailed.
Principal.com. Folks, I really encourage you to go there. Many of you have done this in the past. I encourage you to go there and get this book. Download it, look through it, see if there are some things that you could do. And, you know, the thing about it, Renee, is even if I've got a teeny tiny company and I can't do, you know, maybe I can just get one idea that will set me on a path to, over the next 5, 10, 20 years, one little thing at a time to develop a company that would qualify for your 10 best, like the Glatfelter Insurance Group.
That's exactly right, and I think they will find lots of tips and lots of best practices that they can use regardless of the size of the company and regardless where they are in their journey towards providing a very comprehensive set of benefits.
And that's principal.com, right?
Principal.com.
P-A-L, by the way.
P-A-L, that's
dot
right.
.com.
Mm-hmm.
Sandra Brown, give us the Glatfelter Insurance Company website, please.
It's gladfelters.com, and that's G-L-A-T-F-E-L. T-E-R-S.
Okay. And is some of the things that we've talked about today, is any of that on your website? Have you posted it yet?
The benefits aren't listed on there, but the history and
the history where you came to become an ESOP company, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
What are some of the other benefits that you guys offer that you think helps you? By the way, what is your retention? How is your employee retention these days?
Our turnover rate, the voluntary turnover, is less than 5%.
Which wow.
is really tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
And we do attribute that very much so to our benefits package and the culture that we have here.
You're bound to have high hiring standards, too.
Yes.
I mean, you guys, when you interview somebody, you're not interviewing an employee. You're interviewing a future partner, aren't you?
Exactly. And we're very fortunate because we do have such a strong reputation in the community, so we rarely have to go outside to find good talent.
This is what I've been talking to my audience about for the last few weeks, Sandra. If you're a company like Glatfelter, people line up out your door, don't they?
Yes.
The word's out. And the thing that happens is that line that lines up getting to come in blocks the people from getting out. you guys are, Renee, I think the Glatfelter folks are sort of like the Hotel California. You can check out anytime you like, but you never want to leave.
Exactly. The employees do not want to leave Glatfelter.
Yeah.
That's right.
Sandra, I've got about 30 seconds. Last thoughts on what you guys do that makes you so unique.
Well, I started to mention our wellness program, and we offer an on-site fitness center. We offer a fitness trainer and masseuse over the lunch hour for our associates.
Wow.
This can be done at a very low cost to the company if you contract through the local YMCA, which is
right. What about stop helping people stop smoking?
We do have a smoking cessation program and also a weight management reimbursement program. So we will reimburse for both of those programs. We have,
and I bet this has held down your overall insurance costs, health insurance costs, hasn't it?
It really has. Our insurance costs are about 14% below the national average.
Wow. That's enough to make you want to download this program, this book that Renee was talking about at principal.com. Renee, thank you for being here. Thanks for introducing us to Sandra. Thanks for being here. Sandra, congratulations to you and your company.
Thanks.
Thank you, Jim.
Bye, ladies. See you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.